101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and
Johnsy. Spot on 6:05 for a Tuesday morning. A lot of talk about this Cyclone Debbie in far north Queensland at the moment, Bree.
I always feel for all the Debbies out there.
My stepmum's Debbie. Ex-stepmum, actually. Right. Because she was a bit of a cyclone herself, so she ripped through the Gaunt household and never to be seen again.
Caused some major damage.
But she wasn't all bad.
On your personality.
Yeah, as you can tell. She wasn't all bad, but I do feel sorry for the nice Debbies.
Do you think, like, if the cyclone isn't what they're predicting, which hopefully, like, let's pray that it's
not
really mild,
yep,
that the news headlines will read Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer, there's a good one.
Oh,
write that down, guys.
The news,
that deserves a clap.
Thank you, Em.
That is respect from a newsreader.
From a real journalist.
Debbie Downer.
Was a downer.
I guarantee it will. And I always do think that when they send, because the Today Show have sent Lisa Wilkinson. She's there live on the scene. They've got Carl Stefanovic in the safety headquarters and all the reporters out in the rain and the wind.
So they're predicting.
They're predicting it's going to be the worst, one of the
Category
worst they've ever seen.
Four,
yeah.
Which Yarsi, which is the worst one that area's ever seen, was a 5. So.
Yeah.
Let's pray that it gets downgraded as it comes into the coast.
Just before 6:30 this morning, I reckon we get in contact with Cliffo and Loggy, which is the show in Townsville in far north Queensland, just to hear how they've been preparing for the cyclone.
One of our sister stations. I've seen they've been doing updates and how to get prepared.
Exactly. So we'll get them on the show.
Get the stuff you really need.
Like drinks.
Like beers.
The bottle shop, the Bundaberg, would be sold out in Townsville. Oh, my God.
I have heard the Bottle-O has been running red hot.
Really? Yeah, that'd be sucked dry, that thing.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Got my engagement party on this weekend, on Saturday. Been looking forward to that. A lot of planning and stuff goes into it, but
soon it's going to be all ball and chain for you,
Jaunzy.
Yeah,
Jaunzy. I know. Tell me
no
about
fun, no excitement. Just the perils of marriage.
Righto, single and looking over there.
I have to have that outlook or else, you know.
Hey, look, here's the thing. I think I might have to call it off. I was in my favourite coffee shop this week and been going there for a while now. Lords of Pour in Edelong. Best coffee on the peninsula, if you ask me. Honestly, I love it. And there's a barista there. His name's Ben. He's always on the coffee machine. Makes the best coffee going. And I'm there and Jamie goes, Ben's all right, isn't he? Ben's pretty hot.
Oh, here comes Gaundy's jealousy creeping in again.
Hang on a sec. What do you mean he's hot? We come here every week. How long have you been feeling this way?
Are you going to boycott the coffee shop?
Well, Ben's on the phone right now. I've got in touch with him. Morning, Ben.
Morning.
Hey, Gaundy. Hey, how you doing?
We're good. I'm here with Bree, who I host the show with.
My name's Bree. Thanks for listening to the show.
You don't go to the coffee shop, Bree. You need to get over there and grab a coffee.
I do the show with Gaundy. We work at CFM. It's a radio station.
No, I do know you guys. I do. I don't get time to listen much in the morning, but yeah.
Well, this is prime time coffee making time, so this is his busiest period right here. Ben, you've just heard what I've revealed there. She had no idea what I was calling you for, but my fiance thinks you are hot, mate.
Yeah, well, put me on the spot, Gaundy.
Are you single?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm
that's good news, mate, because if you were, No, don't let him answer that question, Bree.
Why not? I'm just asking if Jamie wants the option.
Now,
I'm asking the question she wants to ask but can't.
Have you been feeling sparks fly when we come in there between yourself and my fiancé, Jamie, mate?
No.
Okay,
no.
So it's not coming from your end?
No, right.
It's not the text messages I read, Ben.
Ben,
you be quiet, Bree, all right?
Ben, do you think my fiance Jamie's hot?
She's an attractive girl, yes.
Oh, okay, mate, back off. I asked you the question. No, here's the position I'm put in, Ben.
Yeah.
Do I break up with Jamie or do I break up with my favourite coffee shop? One needs to go. I can't keep this going, man.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You have to quit.
T-shirt.
Yeah, well.
Close up shop.
I don't know. There's not a lot of coffee shops around the peninsula.
You're right.
There's a few attractive ladies, so.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, okay, so you're saying the best coffee on the peninsula trumps fiance.
It could. Okay. I don't know.
Ben, isn't that how you got your current girlfriend? What's a customer, that? She came in and you
was she a customer
guys bit? Had banter and...
no, she wasn't actually.
You can't hook up with the customers,
Brie. I wouldn't do that.
It's like us hooking up with listeners.
That's not a rule.
Just doesn't, you just don't do it.
Well, I've broken some rules.
Yeah. Oh, have you? And there's one for anyone that listens to our show. You're not out of the running with Brie.
Whoops, I slipped.
Hey, I just got a text from my fiancée, Jamie, guys.
Oh, no, what'd she say?
Who I forgot to tell that I was going to talk about this morning.
What'd she say? She just wrote,
with a lot of M's. So she might be breaking up with me.
Is another text coming through?
What's that?
Swingers party?
Oh, swingers party. Oh, she's just texted again, actually.
Yeah?
What's Ben's number? Might be able to go from there. Ben, we'll let you get back to the coffees, mate. Unfortunately, Jamie has to go, mate. I'll see you this morning.
Good on you guys.
See you, Ben.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
Bit of a social experiment this morning. I'm excited to do this.
Something new, you said.
Yes,
something new.
I read a story actually a while ago, but I've had this idea for a while, and finally we're going to put it to the test this morning. Mm-hmm. And it was a story from over in the States, and it was about a lady who had a break-in. So someone had broken into her house while she was there, and she was upstairs of the place, and this guy was going down around stairs and he was like picking up stuff and like obviously stealing things.
Oh, that is creepy.
And obviously she was freaked out.
Yeah.
And she told the police, this is the story that I read, she told the police that she had heard him cough and she knew the person.
What, so based on a cough? So what, they line them up like, you know, when they walk in and you pick the person. So did they go, all right, you cough, you cough.
No.
You cough,
so it wasn't
that one.
It wasn't a lineup.
Okay.
It wasn't a lineup of coughs, but she said she like personally knew the person.
That is hard to prove.
And she could tell it was him based on the cough.
That is hard to prove.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So I thought this morning, producer Rach has went around the office
okay.
of people we know and talk to every day, and she's recorded a bunch of people coughing. Was it weird yesterday, Rach?
Yeah, they kind of didn't know what it was about.
I haven't heard everyone cough, so how am I going to know who they are?
Well, Rach and I kind of tested it yesterday. There's kind of characteristics
in
the cough where you should be able to tell depending on how well and how much interaction you have with that person.
We could turn this into a big radio comp. Guess that celebrity cough.
I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm. We'll just get celebrities to cough.
Yeah, but it might be a bit hard to get them to cough.
Well, hey, we work on that stuff,
okay.
All right? That's not, we come up with the ideas. Other people get the coughs, all right?
All right, so here we go. You and I are going to we're going to work on this together.
Sure.
All right, so Rach, have we got the first cough?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, here comes the first cough.
Laz.
Go again.
I'm going to go loopy Laz on that one.
Definitely Laz.
What?
Nope.
What do you mean, no?
What?
Who's that?
Gabby Fitzgerald, our afternoon's announcer.
What does she do here? Kidding,
that's
guys. Kidding, Gabs.
We love Gabs.
Yeah, Gabs. Yeah.
Okay, I can hear that.
Okay,
now.
Sure. Next
All right.
one.
Cough B.
Okay.
That's Laz.
That's Laz.
Nope.
What? No way. That is no way. That's not Laz.
Who is that? Meredith from Promotions.
What? Well, they're trying to put it on.
Come on. This is ridiculous.
Damn it, Meredith.
Cough number C. Okay. You guys should get this one.
I never want to play this ever again.
Yammo.
I'm going to go Laz again. No,
it's Yammo.
Yammo
for
boss.
Sure.
Correct.
One from three.
Well, you can even tell his voice is like this from just his cough.
Jeez, he hams everything up, doesn't he? Even a cough.
Cough D.
Okay.
So we're one from three.
One from three. We can still get the last two.
We can come back.
We can get the last two.
That's Emily O'Brien, our newsreader.
Oh, I'll back you on that one. I was going to say Laz again.
Is it
correct?
Yes.
Oh, we are 50-50 here.
Come on, this is the win, Gordy. This is the win.
Come on, let's get this one. Ooh, quick one.
What, play again.
Is that Patty from 2GO?
Is that your final answer?
Can I hear it one more time?
Oh, the toughest one for last.
I think...
Oh.
I'm going to say it's not Patty.
I'm going
to say it's Mike Duncan.
I think we're both wrong. Hang on, one more time. Oh, it's hard.
Oh my God, I want to win so bad.
Me too. I feel like we're not going to, though.
Is that your final
answer? Have you made it hard?
You done?
What?
Should we change it last minute and say Paul Wrigley, GM?
If you want, I'll go the boss with you.
Paul Wrigley.
Nope.
Oh, who is it then?
It is your audio producer, Matt Clark.
I was going to say Matt. Oh, Matt.
That's not what he sounds like.
Not at all.
That is a legitimate cough
is
from
it?
Matt.
No.
This
I've heard
game
him
is
cough.
Bull.
I've heard him cough before. It's normally deeper, like comes deeper. No?
Nope.
Well, we proved that theory wrong.
Oh, I was really hoping to celebrate at the end
win.
There. I know, with all the...
I just say, I know how lame that just was, but I enjoyed that way too much.
Who said it was lame? I love that. I just want to do the celebrity one still.
I really enjoyed that game.
If we were going to aim for a celebrity, who could we get? Tim O'Matic?
Yeah, probably.
We could get Tim O'Matic to cough.
Guys.
What?
Can we do next week, like, something different, like a sneeze?
I don't know. You're making up these silly games. You can do what you want.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Bit of a public service announcement this morning. I think I might be a bit paranoid, which, I mean, that's in my personality to be a little bit... I'm just cautious. I like to be cautious of scams and... you know, people trying to do the wrong thing. But I read an article online, this was probably like 3 weeks ago, and it was about scam artists trying to call you up and pretending like they're from either a bank or an insurance place, and they ask you to say your name to confirm who you are. And, like, obviously you'd be like, oh, yeah, my name's this.
I haven't thought about this. And then I'm guessing they take your audio.
And then they take that audio.
Oh, what?
And then they use it again. And then they obviously, whatever they're going to do with it. So you answer the phone with hello. And then they ask you these, like, certain questions to get out certain responses. And then they ask you to confirm who you are. And then they use that, yeah.
Can you imagine how much audio they could get on us doing this show every day in a podcast?
Oh, my God. Can you not
so
say that?
So they could get your name and then
can
they just go
Can you not say
and,
that?
Then they just go and get a whole bunch of stuff that you've said and then cut it all together.
Anyway, I read that, yeah, like 3 weeks
There's
ago.
There's a little tip for any scammers listening this morning.
Can you not do that? That's making me really anxious. Don't do that.
No one's going to do that.
Had a call the other day.
I might do that.
It was from like a landline number. Yeah. And I answered it. And I was like, hello. And she's like, hi, my name's, I can't remember what her name was. But she said, hi, my name's such and such. I'm from Suncorp Banking and Insurance.
Sure.
And I was like, yep, okay. And I was like, she goes, oh, I just wanted to call you today to talk about the account that you've got with us and to say thank you for being with Suncorp. And I said, oh, I don't have an account with you guys, do I? And she goes, oh. She goes, by my records, it looks like you do. Can you confirm your name for me? Idiot. Confirm my full name. And then I was like, and then I instantly thought about that article that I had read and I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm getting scammed. And then I panicked and I asked her, I said, are you scamming me right now?
Oh yeah, because they're going to go, yeah, actually
I am.
And
then she kind of laughed and she goes, oh no. And I was like, what's your name? And then I got her full name and I was like, what's your employee number? And then she gave me her, I think it's called a U number at Suncorp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I fully got all this information off of her, which doesn't really matter. She's already got what she wants at that point. And I hung up the phone and panicked. So then I called Suncorp, like the number off the internet, and I waited on hold for 35 minutes.
Just to find out if it was a scam.
Just to find out. And then I finally got through and I explained what had happened to the guy and he like checked the number out and it wasn't, thank God. She actually worked at Suncorp.
Well,
that poor girl that I accused, I was like, are you scamming me?
Yeah, I feel sorry for these telemarketer people. It doesn't matter what they could be calling to tell me that they've got $500 to put into my bank account. I don't care. I don't want to hear from you. If I need you, I'll give you a call.
The society we live in today is automatic, you know, just panic.
That's your society.
Oh, really? Is that just me? Is that me being too paranoid? Is that me being paranoid?
No, look, to be honest, you do have to be...
I just read the article.
Yeah, you do have to be cautious of that sort of stuff. You really do.
Like, they get so tricky. Like, they have to come up with all these different ways now, and they're, like, getting so, like, clever about how they scam people. I know that sounds dumb, but...
I always think, what are you going to take from me? Like, what have I got that... Like, target someone with a lot of money.
I know, I felt like saying to her... Babe, let me save you the trouble. all I've got is a whole lot of debt. You don't even want to go into it, babe.
Hey, I'll give you my boss's details and we'll split the cash.
He's cashed up. Let's scam my boss together.
We'll both be in on it.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.
Do we need to put a ban on singing intros on this show?
I think so.
Because I'm yet to hear this, but I've just walked back into the studio and the reaction is not a touchdown from Mark Holden, I'll put it that way.
Did something yesterday for an intro and we're going to play it this morning as a joke, but we're not going to play this again because it is horrific.
I can't wait to hear this. This is going to be great.
I'm so sorry I made you do this, Rach, and I'm so sorry to everyone that's about to
hear
this.
No, I can't wait.
I am absolutely tone deaf.
Here we go.
It's bad. This is a new thing we're kicking off.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
I like it.
You reckon?
Yeah, it's that bad, it's good.
Oh.
No, that's good stuff.
At least we know it's bad.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
I knew you'd get a laugh out of it.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do this game. So, essentially this morning, it's a game called 1 second.
All right.
We're going to play each other this morning, Gaundy. We're going to hear 1 second of a song, and you have to get through as many songs as you can by only hearing 1 second of that song, which you should be great at this. The amount of time you've spent in radio back announcing songs, you should be amazing. Do you want to go first or shall I go first?
When I do trivia nights.
Yeah.
The music ones are the only ones I get kind of close.
Oh,
right.
You'd be great at it.
I'm happy to leave the studio if you want to have a crack first.
So you're going to leave the studio right now. I will go first. As many I can get through as in how many seconds, Rach? 15 seconds?
Round about 15 seconds.
Round about 15 seconds? All right, 1 second of a song. Here we go.
All right, I've got a very little timer on you. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
In 3, 2, 1.
Christina Aguilera, Dirty.
Yep.
Play that song.
Yeah.
Train. Hanson, Umbop.
Yep.
Oh. Chain to the Rhythm, Katy Perry.
Yep.
Barbara Streisand, Duck Sauce.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill.
Yeah, go on.
How many did I get that last one?
I'll give you the last one. You got 6.
Oh, I'm happy with that.
You're happy with that?
How do you think I went?
I think 6 is all right.
Not too bad?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
I'll go get Gaundy.
If he can stop talking, he can come back in.
All right, are you ready to go?
I think so.
Oh, I'm so glad I get to sit in here and watch you do it.
How'd you go?
Not telling yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Start the timer
in 3, 2, 1.
Dirty. Play that song. Mbop. Change of the Rhythm. Daft Punk.
Nope.
Again. Oh, no, that
3,
one. Pass
2,
next.
3, 2.
One more. Ed Sheeran.
I'll give it to you.
Yes.
Can I say I said name and artist?
Doesn't matter. You won anyway, Brie.
Yeah.
What the hell?
She got 1 extra than you.
Just.
1 extra.
What was the one that I missed?
You fell down on a song that we've played and made fun of on our show.
What's the one I missed? What is that one?
Play it again.
Oh, Dark
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah! I can't believe you got stumped on that one.
Man.
She takes it out this morning.
Only by one. Only by one.
If there's one thing I should know,
Barbara Streisand.
It's bloody Duck Sauce.
Let's be real. The real winner here isn't me after that opener we played.
That's not bad.
I don't mind that game.
All right. Let's go to ads or something. I'll crack it.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.
A lot of talk about Cyclone Debbie in far north Queensland at the moment.
Our thoughts are with everyone up in far north Queensland as well.
Of
hopefully
course.
Everyone is prepared and hopefully they've got it wrong and it's a bit of a fizzer.
Yeah, that'd be great to hear. We're going to cross now to Townsville to our sister breakfast show up there, Cliffo and Loggy. And Loggy's been good enough to give us some time this morning. Morning, Logs.
Hey, dudes. How are yous?
We're well. Has it been a long night for you, Logs?
Look, do you know what? In Townsville, we are so lucky. We've escaped the brunt of this thing. It is still, even as I look out the window now, we have really escaped the brunt of this thing. Like I said, it's just, we were expecting the worst up here, but We've dodged a bullet.
Do you feel like it's the calm before the storm, though? Because a lot of the reports we're seeing from here is that it's going to hit at midday today.
That's the thing. We are looking at the maps which show that we can expect a bit of rain and wind in the next few hours. However, at this stage, still nothing. Doesn't mean we're not still being vigilant, I guess, still having our emergency plans in place. You never know what can happen with a storm like this. But I guess we're like just looking towards the south and seeing our friends in Mackay, Bowen and the Whitsundays region. And what they're copping is the worst, obviously, being south of this thing.
What's the vibe like? Who's been evacuated so far?
In Mackay, a lot of evacuations have occurred. Places of people that live in those red and orange zones. So on your rates notice and stuff like that, you know what zone you're in. And if you get that evacuation notice in the red or orange zone, so many people have been evacuated out of there just because of storm tides, the surges and everything like that. They just want to make sure that people are safe.
The thing that worries me is those zones keep changing all the time.
I know. That's the thing. And that's why we've got our emergency kits ready to go. That's why they're like, look, have them packed, have them
Netflix,
ready at the door, because you never know
laptops.
When the police are going to come. Yeah, all that sort of stuff. I actually had Tim Tams in mind. I'll
Excellent.
Admit, I hate baked beans. This is what's so hard during cyclone season up here.
Tim Tams are protein.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm not with it because I don't like the baked beans, you know? So I've got to grab my Tim Tam pack and all that, which I've got sorted.
Look, Lockie, I've never experienced a cyclone like this and preparing for something like this, but is it kind of a bit like a zombie apocalypse style thing where people are getting rations of food and all
I'd
that sort of stuff?
I'd be heading to the Bottle-O. That's where I'd be heading.
Bree knows what
well,
the go
you'd
is.
Be, you're exactly like my boyfriend, right? The only thing that he cared about was, do we have enough ice to sustain cold beer for the next week? And I'm like, yeah, dude, but also let's think about some food and water for us.
So surviving.
Our priorities were a little bit different. But, yeah, that's the thing. Like, supermarket shelves in Townsville, I think on Thursday it was still, you know, just considered a tropical low at that stage. But the shelves on Thursday night were starting to get pretty bare. The shops up here were pretty good at restocking all of that. But batteries, you know, bread and milk, everything was gone. Toilet paper, even those, beloved baked beans were all off the shelves.
Oh, you don't want to miss out on the poo paper.
No, you need to get in there quick.
Imagine, you need to improvise eventually. What if you can't get any for 2 weeks?
I'm worried all that fibre from the baked beans is just going to cause problems. You know what I mean?
So you need to get that combo right, don't you, Loggie?
That is a messy time for a lot of households.
You need the paper.
And you can't open the windows in a cyclone, so that's the thing. You need
the paper to match the beans.
Gets worse. And...
Yes.
All right. Well, we're glad to hear you're safe.
Disaster zone.
Exactly. More people evacuated post that, if anything to go by. But it's great to hear that you're safe and well. And can I just say, I don't know if you've been keeping an eye on the TV, but the fact that you guys are in the comfort of a radio station compared to these poor reporters who are forced to stand in the wind and the rain to give us the latest is a good position to be in.
Mate, that's why I love that I'm ugly enough for radio and not pretty enough for TV. Because they don't send
ugly
me outside.
Enough. Got it.
They don't send me outside. It's great. Yeah, I feel sorry for those guys. They're doing a good job.
Those good-looking people can cop it for a day, can't they?
Yeah, they can. Stuff them.
Nice work. Thanks, Loggie. It's great to hear you all
Thanks,
well.
Guys.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
I hate to admit it, but I still watch the show MKR.
You're hooked on that. You have been for a long time.
Yeah, like I like to just sit down and... I like it because you can watch people cook and then you can get the recipes online, which I like to cook.
Is it like it was a couple of years ago where they've just dragged it out? They did all the home visits and the...
It's a little bit better than it was a couple of years ago, but the thing I'm finding now is that they're really getting to a low point, I feel, Channel 7, where
really?
They're just really kind of making it fake.
Okay.
Like, I just find, like, I'm watching it and I want to just see... real people, you know. I don't want to see these characters that they create and the producers tell them to say this and say that, because a couple of years ago it was still a great show and they didn't do that.
Real people are boring though, Brie. I mean, what are you going to get out of that?
Not all
Some
real
recipe.
People.
You want a recipe, watch Jamie Oliver. He's the man in the kitchen.
I know, that's
not these,
true.
Not these people that get on TV and cook. Go to the top.
I think they've taken it a bit too far last night.
Yeah, well, I've just heard this audio for the first time this morning. I can't believe this was promoed.
So anyone who watches the show will know the villain.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely the character he was cast as this season.
Even if you don't watch the show, this guy's the...
Josh.
Yeah, okay. He's the bad
king.
Guy.
He calls himself the Seafood King.
Yeah.
He's just a bit of a idiot.
Yeah, okay.
There's a bit of a, yeah, bit of a language warning because there is a word that Channel 7 aired this promo and they also aired this word last night.
You said it was on after 9 o'clock, right? So 9 o'clock on TV to get away with this. Okay, and we're doing this nice and early this morning so we can...
So, yeah, just a warning, there is a bit of a swear word in this.
Okay, this is Josh. The Super Dinner Parties begin.
Hello, teams.
Hello.
It's a long table tonight.
It's where the jaw-dropping insult will happen.
You are seafood king?
Thanks lots.
This reply is, thanks, slut.
Disgusting.
What is that?
I was really taken aback because you don't hear that word all that much at that time on television.
No.
And I was like, what the hell?
What is
Come on, Channel 7. You're better than
and
that.
And so you saying possibly he wouldn't have been worded up to say that to cause a bit of controversy and get some viewers and stuff? Or is that the sort of guy he genuinely is?
No, he is. He is that guy, or that's the character he's being portrayed as. He's an idiot. Like, he's an absolute idiot. But when I auditioned for that show, because we've spoken about that on our show before, they were like, oh, what are the characters you're going to play with your mum? Like, are you going to be the country gals? And I was like, can't we just be us?
Yeah.
And it kind of, I was like, oh.
I thought of the worst thing to say just then.
What?
Nothing.
What? Go on.
No,
you have to say it now.
No, I can't. I'm as bad as this guy if I say it.
You have to say it now.
No, I don't.
You can't back out.
When you said, can't we just be out? No, I can't say it.
Say it.
I was going to say what? The sluts?
Oh, so, well.
Why'd you make
my mum fits the profile.
Oh, why'd you make me say it? I didn't want to say it because of this guy.
No, I get it. Yeah, that's not that bad. I get where you're going. But, yeah, like they just make everyone play a character. But I was just like, that word, I hate that word.
Oh, yeah.
I think that word.
That got stamped out in the schoolyard, that word. I mean, come on.
That's just a... idiotic low blow. Like,
exactly.
Who uses that word as an adult?
Exactly. I mean, a guy can get around and sleep with whoever he wants. If the ladies or your mum and I had a chance with Manu or Pete, I mean, that's just, that's fine. It doesn't make her that.
It's just interesting because the girl that he called that is like super
proper
and not like that at all. So
I can't just see how, I just can't see how that would go down. I honestly can't.
Maybe he knows something we don't.
Okay.
I don't know.
He's called the Seafood King for a reason.
Oh!
What? Oh, you made that dirty then.
On.
Oh, get out of it.
Didn't. Yeah.
Oh.
You took it there, not me.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Eminem. You know I'm a massive Eminem fan.
You do love Eminem.
I've had all the albums. I don't know what the reason is behind liking Eminem so much. I think I was just 14 or so when the albums came out and... you know, he was swearing in them and, you know, saying things that no one else was saying. I was like, oh,
you kind of look like
cool. It. Thanks. I'll take that.
A little
that.
Bit, yeah.
Okay, I'll take that.
I could picture you as a kid at that age kind of being like, oh.
He was a bit older than me, of course.
But you looking like 40s. Him, yeah.
Okay.
Well, like when you were 14 being like, oh, yeah. I like him because I kind of look like
he
that.
He had more bag. His clothes were way baggier than mine. I couldn't get away wearing those sort of clothes. But back in the day, I used to listen to his songs. And you know when you get to know someone through TV or a movie or songs or whatever? His daughter, Hayley.
Do you
know how he talked a lot about his daughter, Hayley?
He's written songs about her.
Songs about her. He's even had her on songs. And this is his daughter, Hayley, right here at a very young age.
Okay.
So that's Hayley there. I think my dad's gone crazy.
Oh, she sounds cute.
Yeah, well, you
she's
know what?
She's old now. She's like 20 or something, isn't she?
Now there's all these news stories about Hayley who's 21 and they're posting her Instagram account saying, Eminem's daughter, now 21. She's hot. She's successful. Oh, I've been following it the last couple of days.
Of course you have.
And a little too closely. A little too closely, I've
What's
been.
What's going on with Hayley?
Oh, she's graduated school, guys. She was the queen
college?
Of the school. Yeah, in Michigan, in Detroit. Okay. But she's queen of the school. She got prom queen, probably because her dad's Eminem, to be fair. But look, Matt, look, here's the thing. I mean, look at that latest picture. That's her with a dog right there, 21 years old. Hayley's really grown into 21-year-olds.
I wish I had rich parents.
I know. Wouldn't that help?
We could all look like that.
Do you think having more money makes you more attractive? How? I always think that. It's like Jennifer Aniston at the start of Friends compared to Jennifer Aniston at the end of Friends.
Well, there's people that are just...
But is it the money to get all the surgeries and stuff done? What
is it? Like those pictures where... Oh, have you seen Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah.
But like when he was younger.
Modest guy. I made a statue out of himself.
Yeah.
Paid for it himself.
And there's this meme of him where it's like a picture of him when he was younger before he got really successful and then a picture now.
Yeah.
And it says, don't give up hope. Money can make you hot.
How though? Is it just like the right products that you can buy?
Imagine all the stuff you can do. Teeth, hair, eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
The surgeries. Like whatever you got to do, these people do it. To look like that. It's not real. Like the Kardashians, like Kylie Jenner. That's not real.
She's evolved. So are you saying Hayley, Eminem's daughter's had some work done at the age of 21 because of the money they've had?
Look, who knows? Maybe, but she's probably an attractive girl anyway, but I'm telling you now, money has gone into that girl to make her look like that.
Maybe a nose job. Have a look at that photo. Maybe a nose job, I reckon, maybe. Do you think?
Yeah, I don't want to call someone out, but yeah, maybe. I mean, and she'd have all like the facials and the, you know, the treatments and all that stuff to make her skin look that good.
She's got a boyfriend these days. Can you imagine being Eminem's daughter's boyfriend?
I just can't imagine Eminem being a dad or being that old.
He's only 40 something. He had Hayley when he was pretty young.
Yeah.
But can you imagine just rocking up to the house and knock on the door, Eminem answers the door?
Yeah, it's hard to impress Eminem.
And thinking of all the songs he's done about shooting people and all that sort of stuff. I'd be a bit worried.
Yeah, I'd be a little bit worried.
But it'd
I think most guys are worried about meeting the dad of the girl they're dating.
Oh, yeah. We don't even date. When I met Big Steve and we were just mates.
Big Steve is terrifying. Yeah.
I would hate to be the guy that you bring home.
The time he told my sister's boyfriend, pulled out a pocket knife and told him he castrates bulls with the knife. And then he goes, I love my daughter very much, and then gets up and walks off. I can imagine Eminem doing something like that.
I feel you, Steve, and I'm a dad one day. I'll be doing the exact same thing.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Our weather is amazing at the moment compared to what's happening in far north Queensland. And
scary, scary times up there at the moment.
Mackay is where it's hitting the hardest from what we've seen. And we've got Jono from The Breakfast Show up there. Jono and Mickey on with us this morning. Morning, Jono.
Morning.
Morning, Brian Gordy. How you going?
We're well, mate. Thanks for giving up your time. You must be busy today, giving everyone the updates and keeping
everyone informed.
Yeah, well, look, it's been a long night. We've been doing shifts through the night to keep people in the region updated as to what this cyclone's doing. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a rough night. But, yeah, we're all sort of just really not sure what to expect of this thing. We know that it's a big-looking cyclone. We're just hoping that it doesn't hit us as hard as it could potentially do. I mean, Bowen, Proserpine, Nearly Beach, the areas which we're most concerned about at this stage, because they're right in the firing line, and they're particularly Bowen and Proserpine, the buildings there and the infrastructure isn't really too ready to handle a big hit. So fingers crossed it, isn't as bad as it could be.
Hey, have you experienced a cyclone like this before? How long have you been in the area for?
I've been here for 4 years, and I haven't experienced a cyclone of this size. Cyclone Yasi was back in 2011, and that was a pretty similar, from what I understand, to the one that's on its way and should be here in a matter of hours. So, and to be honest, like the people here, whenever some serious weather is mentioned or a cyclone is mentioned, they like to take it pretty casually, and if anything, take the mickey out of it a little bit. It's sort of just the way it is, but I think people have realised the severity of this one, so we haven't had too many people sort of like playing it down as is usually the case.
So is that the vibe, Jono, from the locals who have kind of been there and know what to expect? Is the feeling like, are people scared?
Yeah, to be honest, a lot of people are. You know, I just following what people are saying on social media, what people are saying when, you know, calling us up, a lot of people are starting to worry about this thing. We don't exactly know what's going to happen, but it's the biggest one that has that's approached the region in quite a while. So, yeah, particularly the older people, I think, we found the most concerns. Young people, a lot of younger people are having cyclone parties and not seeming to be too worried about it. Those who haven't evacuated, that is, and there's been thousands who have. But, yeah, a lot of people are genuinely pretty worried, and with good reason too, to be honest. There's a good portion of Mackay where we are now, which is likely to get flooded. So, yeah.
We did hear about the cyclone parties over the weekend that people were
Going to any, Jono?
Are you hitting any up?
You know what? A lot of people have been really... My roommate, just as I was leaving to come into the studios, was like, oh, I forgot to get a case of beer. Is the Bottle-O still open? It's like, mate, it's all you've been talking about for the past few days is having a cyclone party and you've forgotten to get a case of beer. This is poor form on your part.
But, oh, I bet the Bottle-O is clean.
Yeah, he wouldn't be the only one.
Beers.
They really have been, though. Up in Cannonvale, apparently they've been doing a roaring trade there. And all over the place.
Well, people like to do the right thing.
Bread and Bottle-O.
Prepare themselves and go to the Bottle-O and get the necessities.
Well, we spoke to Loggy in Townsville, and they feel like they've kind of dodged a bullet. They think they're going to miss this whole cyclone bad weather, but people are still using it as an excuse to go to the bottle shop and go, you just never know.
I've got to buy these 8 cases of Coronas. That's what I told my wife.
Well, mate.
Yeah, well, you've got to be careful, don't you? You've got to just make sure you've got the essentials. That's right.
All we can say is that we've been saying this all morning. We truly hope that it is, a fizzler for you guys and it's nothing major to worry about.
All bark and no bite, hopefully.
Yeah, look, we're hoping the same, but appreciate your thoughts, guys. Thanks very much.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.